The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Dr. Josh Claypole, Tony Curry, going to be on Fox 6 this morning at 9:35. You can also check him out with Claire Huddleston. I'll be on Monday mornings, sometime in the 9 o'clock hour for Music Monday.
I will also be on at 4 with the 4 o'clock with Morgan Hightower and Sarah Verser.
We're all over.
And then I'll also be on at 6. You'll be on at 9. Mm-hmm. And then there's the 10 o'clock news, and then we'll be on early, a good day.
And then you can join me on ABC 3340 coming up on Saturday mornings. It's airtime that I actually purchased along with Kip Kiefer. We're going to be doing a football show that's going to be buttoned up against the ACC, early game of the week.
That's good.
First game is going to be Tennessee, Virginia. So we'll be talking some college football. And our first guest will be Aldo Greco. I'm having lunch with him today at 11:30.
Nice.
Aldo Greco is going to be on talking about Auburn football. Hugh Freeze's first year, so we're looking forward to that. It's going to be an awesome time. I want to thank everyone who watches us here on Facebook and Facebook Live. We usually don't have a lot of views when we're actually doing the show.
Because people are working.
Because people are working, and then they watch us later. And we want to thank the thousands of folks who check us out. But I don't want to thank the people who continually hack people's Facebook accounts. I'm kind of over it.
Yep.
I've been hacked 3 times in the last 2 weeks. I don't know why. I'm not watching porn. I go to safe websites. I don't know how. I do give out my phone number, which
you do.
Probably is not a good thing.
We also don't have a ton of money.
No, but when you get hacked, you kind of take it as a compliment. Unless it's some ex that's coming after you, and they don't have the wherewithal to hack your account, right?
Mm-mm.
And so I'm starting to think to myself, okay, this is a good thing. I must be doing something right when you're getting hacked. But I've had like 4 or 5 friends just in the last couple of weeks who had somewhere between 8,000, 9,000, 10,000 followers. So I understand why they'd be hacked, but have spent their entire lives building this Facebook business. And now all of a sudden they're screwed. And that's really starting to piss me off. So if you're trying to piss us off, you're doing a great job. Knock it off. But I got a lot of friends of mine are saying, you know what? Facebook needs to get their you-know-what together,
mm-hmm.
because there's got to be a way to – I mean, you can hack anything.
Right.
I mean, I can hack into the naval account.
I think they will. I mean, Facebook's an interesting – you can say what you want about it, but it started –
if you're a Joe Schmo and you have a couple hundred followers and his family and you like to post stuff late at night, whatever, blah, and you get hacked – Sorry, but your personal account's being hacked. You said you run your...
A lot of companies run...
A lot of people don't even have websites.
That's what I mean.
Through Facebook.
Those people,
that's how they make their living.
That's right.
That's how they're... And for people like that, I feel for you because my personal... First of all, TK got hacked.
Yep.
And then, I don't even want to say how we're pulling this off right now because I don't want this to get hacked as well. And so if this gets hacked today, I know that... We must be doing something. Because they ain't hacking just to hack. Because I don't sell anything.
Right.
I got several people who actually sell wares on Facebook, and then people hack them, and then they're getting money from people that are potential customers through that site.
Right.
Now, I get that. I understand that.
Right.
You're a scumbag. You're a piece of shit. I understand
that.
Yeah,
but at least you're...
I'm not selling anything. So to hack my site... I mean, you get my followers... But my followers know the stuff you're posting.
I think it's kind of like...
It's getting to the point where... It's killing social media. And I've never been hacked on Twitter, now called X. By the way, you know it's called X?
Yes, I know.
I did not...
Where have you been?
I got on my Twitter this morning. It said Twitter. It said Twitter.
They change it back?
No, it just says Twitter. It's like, welcome back to Twitter, because I haven't been on the last couple of days.
It's X.
Well, there's no X on it. It's still the bird. Yeah.
How do you... Nobody's is that.
Sure it is.
How do you do that? That's it.
Nothing's changed. It's the same thing.
How does that happen?
So nothing's... There's no X on it.
Yeah, but like mine just changed to X.
Mine's not. Same thing. Yeah. Maybe it's been hacked. I don't know. Knock it off. Not to say it's going to do anything. Someone told me that there's like these...
Punish these people.
There's like these camps in India... Not to pinpoint. By the way, congratulations, India, to getting to the moon. When you heard that India got to the moon, was that not like a head scratcher to you?
Well,
like,
but you know the thing is,
are they the first ones to get to the southern pole? Aren't they the first ones?
I was going to tell you, everyone's going to the moon. You know, we got to the moon.
But everyone's going to the South Pole because it's where the water is.
Right. They may have been. I mean, India's. Well, let's not. the country as a whole, lots of poverty, et cetera, but some of the most absolutely brilliant minds in the world.
You just don't ever hear, congratulations to India being the first one to get to the moon. It's like, what?
They've been quiet.
China, Russia, United States, we're all trying to get up there first, and there's India up there.
There's FU. Y'all great. Y'all beating your chest. You've been there. Like,
my understanding is there's these universities, they're, for lack of a better phrase, universities of 30 or 40,000 kids on computers just hacking into American companies just to try to make money.
To make money.
Which is, it's become its own business.
Right. You know who's funding that?
Who's that?
Us.
Yeah, we're probably right.
That's the thing. You know, we're always bitching and complaining about everybody else and all the countries and all the problems, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, we're the ones. We're going and buying the stuff. Yeah, we're doing the offshore stuff.
It's the cost of freedom. We get something.
Yes.
We get something that is awesome. And we don't use it as a supplement. We go all in.
Yes.
Like we have with social media. And that's why TikTok is huge.
Yes.
And then we just take it so far and then we ruin it for ourselves. We go to the birthday party, right?
We're petulant children.
Great, and the kid's doing great. Right. And everyone gets a slice of chocolate cake. And we're all happy with a slice of chocolate cake. And there's always one dude that goes, that chocolate cake's great. And he's taking three pieces home to his family. And then no one else has chocolate cake. And next thing you know, he's fat. He's got diabetes. And he dies of a heart attack.
This is the article I'm talking about.
We're not. Our discipline in this country sucks.
Well, it always has. And it has gotten progressively worse. Because we've created, I really believe this, we've created not just technology. The technology that we've made has allowed us to be more gluttonous, more self-centered, more,
And then we complain that we're broke.
You're right.
Well, I need help.
Yes.
I'm like.
Right, you got five, then we're broke. Then there's loan companies.
Yeah.
I don't mean loan sharks. They consolidate your debt, right? And now they're making money.
Yes.
This is capitalism. Wherever there is a problem, wherever there's an opportunity to either help people or take advantage of people, somebody will figure
we're
out.
We're broke, but we can pay someone to go buy our groceries for us and bring them to our front door. Unbelievable. I'm starting to sound like an old man.
Mm-hmm. You should be punished.
All right, watch us on Fox 6. Depending on when you're watching this video, watch us on Fox 6 every Thursday morning at 9:35. But Dr. Josh is also on with Clara Huddleston. When are you on this week?
I'm on at 3:30 and at 4 o'clock.
Okay, and then check me out on Monday mornings between 9 and 10 on Fox 6. This is going to go Fox 6 thing. I love this. And I'm so excited to be part of Music Mondays. They're going to let me have my own segment on Fox 6 on Monday mornings.
I'm going to start Philosophical Fridays.
Yeah.
Psychological Saturdays. Relationship? No, now we can't do. I can't do relationship.
We're just going to keep doing this till they finally give us our own half an hour show,
or they figure out that like their consultants go, "Oh my god,
Tony's on again." Like, what's he on for? You should have heard the shtick. I said, you know, I've been doing music for 40 years. I know what I'm talking about when it comes.
No, it's good.
Yeah, it is going
to
be good.
Well, they don't. No, listen to Fox's credit, the guests that they have on. Now this is going to sound like we're tooting our own horn, but we are. They are pretty selective about who comes on.
Yeah.
And they are pretty selective about who returns.
Yeah.
And you got to have some reason that you got to have some legit reason to get on there.
Yeah. No, they did a great job.
Yeah.
And we're really honored and grateful that they even invite us on once, because we love working with them. They're the coolest TV station I've ever worked for. I've worked with TV stations my entire life. I'm not a TV guy. I'm a radio guy. But they are the nicest, coolest people. Everyone's super nice up there. Mickey and Toy and all those guys. They're just fantastic.
The production team, Jeremy and his team.
Yeah.
Alex. Shout out to Alex, who does the 4 o'clock. I mean, they work their asses off.
They do. They do a good job. All right. So watch us on Fox 6 every Thursday morning. And thanks for watching, Craig. By the way, we didn't mention, we've done Vulcan. We've done The Club. We were at Ed's Pet World, which was by far our most watched shows. We had a ton of videos.
I was like,
If you've missed our videos, wherever you get your podcast or wherever you watch the videos on the YouTube channel, go check out our Ed's Pet World. We had bearded dragons. We had a caiman crocodile. I had me some baby pigs.
I still don't understand the Obama thing. I don't understand a gray albino. What makes it albino? I was texting back and forth.
The pigmentation is not primarily just the fur. It's also the pigmentation of the body.
Okay, so.
And so one can be gray and be albino. Albino is just not white. By the way, did you see the giraffe that was born in Tennessee?
No, is it albino?
No stripes. No spots. It's one of like only four in the world.
It's just genetic.
I'll pull up the picture.
Genetic mutation.
Here, watch this.
But I still don't understand. You still didn't make sense. How do you know that your guinea pig...
Look at this bad boy right here.
Ooh, that looks cool, too.
Yeah.
No, look, if I got a giraffe, that's what I want.
It's a giraffe with no spots.
That's awesome.
Isn't that not cool?
Do you think I could get one? That's really cool. Is it albino?
No. You know you know how much a giraffe is?
You can buy one? Mm-hmm. You can't have one here. Can you? Alabama,
we're not, about okay. 9-10 grand. You can get a giraffe. Baby giraffes are like 20 grand.
Yeah. Wait, a baby one is more expensive?
Well, yeah, because they're gonna live longer.
Oh,
but you get a full grown giraffe for like 8-9 grand.
Really?
Yeah. Well, they we get that Alabama safari down there in southern Alabama.
We live in North Shelby County. We there's probably no restrictions.
You could probably I would bet you could have a baby giraffe in the backyard here. I wouldn't say you do that because it needs more room to roam.
Yeah.
But I would bet that you could have a baby giraffe here for at least 6 months before anyone would say anything. First of all, your neighbors are going to be coming over and wanting to see it and ride it. You have to keep. I'll bet you in this state, we got people that have like 300 dogs.
Well, right? Yeah. Plus, we're not real, like, you know, we heard from Ed's Pet World, you can have a caiman.
Now, when it started eating, you know.
Well, it doesn't eat. It eats. Isn't it a vegetarian herbivore?
It's a vegetarian.
It's not going to eat anything. It's eat the leaves.
No, but when it starts eating the leaves out of the neighbor's trees and stuff, then you probably get problems.
Wouldn't that be hysterical? That would be so funny.
I wanted to get a camel. I almost got a camel.
Can you get a camel?
Yeah, you can buy a camel. They're like llamas. It's in the same class with llamas, and people have llamas here. You can get like 3 or 4 camels. And they don't do squat. They just sit there and just sit there.
But doesn't the humidity get them?
Yeah. Just feed them water once every 6 months. You're good to go.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
You should take one of my guinea pigs.
I still don't understand what makes it albino. You still haven't explained.
I explained it to you. It's the pigmentation.
Pigmentation of what? So that guinea pig is gray. And because it doesn't have multiple colors, is that what makes it albino? You say the pigmentation.
No, I mean the red eyes are
is that what gives it away?
Yeah.
Okay.
The big you can't be albino and not have red eyes.
That's what I was going to ask you.
Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't see the red eyes.
Yeah.
That's why it's I couldn't got red tell. Eyes. Okay, because you kept showing me a gray guinea pig.
No, it's got red
eyes. You're like, it's albino. I'm like,
and they're super rare. If you went to Ed's Pet World, you'd probably end up spending a couple hundred bucks on that.
You could trade. Why don't you trade?
I'm not going to trade. I want to give it to you as a gift.
I can't.
Because you need to have a pet.
I know.
They don't have any mites. They don't have any fleas. All they do is love you. They can be domesticated. They'll come if you call their name.
You know the barrier.
All right. Have yourself a fantastic day. Thanks for watching.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.